Congress granted the Defense Department most of the funds it needed for fiscal 2016 and 17, but the small deficits between DOD's needs and what the budget deals will allow will start to affect the future year's defense plan. That's according to the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, which says those deficits begin to compound over time. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni has more.
The Defense Department has given the world a snapshot of what its fiscal 2017 budget will look like. Judging from the numbers, the budget will come in right at the edge of the agreed-upon budget caps in the 2015 budget deal. And while that's a success in itself for the Defense Department and for Congress, it's not all sunshine for the future of the Pentagon budget. This year's budget could be the beginning of a hole. And while the hole seems small now, it has the potential to grow to a monster over the next few years. Catherine Blakely, a research fellow at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments, explains how the Defense Department could be building a $100 billion deficit over the next 5 years.
The FYDP is a future years defense program. Every year in the budget, the Defense Department also forecasts what it's going to spend over the 4 years after that budget. To give people a sense of how the current plans fit in with the long term and not just a one-year snapshot, so you can see how the capabilities and the investments evolve over time. So for fiscal 17 budget, it looks like the out years of the FYDP, the years beyond actual fiscal 17, are likely to be very, very close to what they were in last year's budget plan for those same years. So, for example, the budget plans in fiscal 2020 are likely to be right around $570 billion. Unfortunately for the Department of Defense, that means that they are going to be over the BCA caps as revised most recently in October by about $104, $105 billion over the next 5 years. It is worth noting that this gap both gets smaller over the course of the FYDP from $34 billion in fiscal 18 to just under $20 billion in fiscal 2021, but also that over the past several years, partly due to BCA cap adjustments, giving you a little bit more room from the bottom up, as well as the Department of Defense being a little bit more realistic about their plans, the gulf between the plans for future spending and the actual BC caps have been narrowing. But you still have this gap of about $104, $105 billion over 5 years.
Okay, let's pause for a second because that's a lot to take in. We're going to take this one step at a time. And by the end of this segment, you're going to be talking about the budget just like Catherine Blakely. We all know about sequestration, the caps Congress placed on federal government spending in 2011. For 2016 and 2017, Congress averted some of the sequestration effects with a budget deal. They raised the caps, but they didn't get rid of them. So for 2017, instead of DOD's budget being capped at $498 billion by sequestration, its caps were raised to $525 billion for the base budget, with $8 billion in flexible spending from an emergency account. DOD says it needs $547 billion in the base budget for 2017, but unless it wants to trigger sequestration, that's not going to happen. So, DOD is going to take the cut and drop its base budget to either $525 or $333 billion, depending on how it uses that flexible spending. That leaves $14 to $22 billion in deficits for 2017. Not ideal, but also not a huge cut. What Blakely is saying is that the 2017 cuts may only be the beginning, and as cuts continue to pile up, the deficit gets bigger and bigger each year. In 2018, sequestration will return, and once again, DOD will be asking for more money than the caps allow. And while the caps get less stringent as time goes on, the deficit still comes out to about $104.5 billion by 2021. That's a chunk of change. Another scenario is Congress makes another deal to raise the caps. That could help, but unless it raises the caps high enough or completely gets rid of them, DOD is going to have to deal with a deficit of some sort. The timing really couldn't be worse for DOD either. The department's going through a huge modernization push starting in the 2020s. According to a report by the Center for Strategic and International Studies, DOD has more than 120 acquisition programs in process or plan to start in the next 10 years. That means DOD will be spending about $90 billion on modernization at its peak in 2022. If the deficits happen, that might have to change. Here's Blakely on the likely result.
So you'd have to scale them back further. A lot of the biggest investment programs that we have now, the biggest modernization programs, call for a pretty significant ramp up in funding. This is particularly true of the biggest ticket items, things like the long-range strike bomber, things like the Ohio-class replacement program, where it's a very significant amount of spending that's coming along in a relatively short amount of time.
There is a short-term fix, though. Remember that emergency account I mentioned earlier that can add $8 billion to the base budget? Well, it's a lot bigger than $8 billion. In fact, the budget deal says that fund has to be about $59 billion. That's why if you look at the budget Ash Carter rolled out on February 2nd, it says $582.5 billion. Most of that fund's going for things like the war against the Islamic State or the war in Afghanistan. But Congress has kind of been fudging it for the past couple years. Here's CSIS's Todd Harrison to explain the pros and cons of the Overseas Contingency Operations Account, or OCO.
They are putting more and more base budget funding into the OCO budget. And there's good reason for that, because the OCO part of the budget is not capped. It's not constrained by the Budget Control Act budget caps. And that's what Congress has basically required them to do with the most recent budget deal. What that means, though, is as more and more the base budget goes into the OCO, is that we don't have a five-year OCO plan. The OCO funding only comes out 1 year at a time. And so there's this built-in assumption that some level of OCO funding will continue to future, and it'll be used for some of these base budget activities, but we're not getting that five-year funding plan from DOD. All we're going to see in their budget request is, you know, OCO funding for FY17 and then projected future year funding for the base budget out to FY21. What we're not going to see is that OCO funding for FY18 to FY21. What are they assuming that they're going to fund in OCO in those future years? So that's going to be a big unknown with this budget request. And what I would recommend is that the administration actually release a five-year OCO projection and show us what are they planning to fund using OCO funding in the future.
Congress could help fill in some of this year's deficit with the OCO funding, but there's a caveat. Some lawmakers, like Senator Bernie Sanders, look at the nearly $600 billion price tag for defense and say, what about the people at home? Domestic issues aren't getting that kind of money. So here is where we'll be watching a political battle go down in the coming months. Here's Harrison again to give us a sneak peek.
Is it likely that Congress will come back and want to add more OCO funding? I think absolutely they're going to try to. The Republicans in the House and Senate Armed Services Committee have already said that they think that we need to add more OCO funding. But if we want to fast forward to the end of the debate here, you know, here's how it's going to end. For every dollar that Republicans want to add in OCO funding for DOD, they're going to have to agree to add an equal amount of OCO funding for non-defense. That's how the deal is going to have to be structured. And so the bottom line is, how much will the fiscal conservatives be willing to spend?
So hunker down, because today's just the beginning of the budget battle for 2017. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.